The Secret Garden by Frances Hodgson Burnett. Dramatized in 5 episodes by Judy Allen. Mary Lennox, sent to Misselthwaite Manor after the death of her parents, has found the lost garden. And she and Dickon, who have begun to plant it, are determined to keep it a secret. Then, Mr. Craven, Mary's mysterious uncle, asks to see her. Episode 3.
Come in.
This is Miss Mary, sir.
I will ring for you when I want you to take her away.
Very good, sir.
Come here, child. Are you well?
Yes.
You are very thin.
I'm getting fatter.
I intended to send you a governess or a nurse, but I forgot.
Please. Please.
What do you want to say?
Well, I'm too big for a nurse, and please don't make me have a governess yet.
I sent for you today because Mrs. Sowerby said I ought to see you. Her daughter is one of the servants here, I believe.
That's Martha. She's my servant, in a way.
Mrs. Sowerby said she thought you needed fresh air and freedom and running about.
She knows all about children. She has 12.
She said she thought you had better get stronger before you had a governess.
It makes me feel stronger when I play and the wind comes over the moor.
Where do you play?
I don't do any harm.
Don't look so frightened. You may do what you like.
May I?
Of course. I cannot give you the time or attention a guardian should. I am too ill, too wretched. But I wish you to be happy, comfortable. Is there anything you want?
No, thank you.
There is something, isn't there? What is it? Toys? Books? Dolls?
Might I have a bit of earth?
Earth? What do you mean?
To make a garden.
A garden. You remind me of someone else who loved gardens and things that grow. You can have as much earth as you want. There. I have rung for Mrs. Medlock to take you away. When you see the bit of earth you want, take it, child, and make it come alive.
May I take it for anywhere, if it's not wanted?
Anywhere. Goodbye. I shall be away all summer.
Yes, sir?
Mrs. Medlock, now I have seen the child, I understand what Mrs. Sowerby meant. Give her simple, healthy food, and let her have liberty and fresh air.
Thank you, sir. I'd always take Susan Sowerby's advice about children myself.
Take Miss Mary away now. And send Pitcher to me.
Martha, he says I may have my garden. He says I may have it where I choose.
Hey, that's nice of him, wasn't it?
Martha, he is really a nice man. Only his face is so miserable, and his forehead is all drawn together.
He's a very unhappy man.
And he's not a monster at all, only his shoulders are rather high and crooked. Tomorrow I shall tell Dickon. He's coming here again to help me plant the seeds.
If Dickon helps me, the seeds will grow like Jack's beanstalk.
I can't sleep with all this noise. The rain is as contrary as I ever was. It came because it knew I did not want it. It sounds just like a person lost on the moor and wandering on and crying. It isn't the wind now. It's different. It's that crying I heard before. I'm going to find out what it is. Everybody's in bed, and I don't care about Mrs. Medlock. I don't care. Are you a ghost?
No, I'm not. Are you one?
No. I'm Colin Craven. Who are you?
I'm Mary Lennox. Mr. Craven is my uncle.
He is my father.
Your father? No one ever told me he had a boy.
Come here. You are real, aren't you? Not a dream.
I'll pinch you if you like, to show you how real I am.
You seem to be real. Where did you come from?
From my own room. I heard someone crying and I came to find out who it was. What were you crying for?
Because I couldn't go to sleep. And because I'm like this always, ill and having to lie down. Tell me your name again.
Mary Lennox. Did no one ever tell you I had come to live here?
They didn't.
Why not?
Because I should have been afraid you would see me.
Oh, what a queer house this is. Everything is a kind of secret. Rooms are locked up, and the gardens are locked up. And you? Have you been locked up?
No. I stay in this room because I don't want to be moved out of it. It tires me too much.
Does your father come and see you?
Sometimes, when I'm asleep. He almost hates me.
Why?
My mother died when I was born, and it makes him wretched to look at me. He thinks I don't know, but I've heard people talking.
Have you been in this room always?
Nearly always. I hate fresh air, and I hate people to see me and talk about me.
If you don't like people to see you, do you want me to go away?
No. Where did you live before you came here?
In India. My mother died in the cholera, and my father too. Your father is my guardian, so I had to come here.
I will show you something. Do you see that silk curtain hanging above the mantelpiece?
Is it hanging over a picture?
There is a cord at the side. Go and pull it.
Oh, what a beautiful girl. She has such a laughing face.
She is my mother. I don't see why she died. Sometimes I hate her for doing it. Draw the curtain again.
Why do you want the curtain to hide her?
She smiles too much when I am ill and miserable.
Mrs. Medlock didn't mean me ever to find out about you. What would she do if she knew I was here?
She must do as I tell her.
Mrs. Medlock must?
Everyone is obliged to please me. If I were to live, this place would belong to me. They all know that.
Do you think you won't live?
Ever since I remembered anything, I've heard people say that I shan't. And that even if I do, I shall have a crooked back. I shouldn't think Dr. Craven would be sorry if I died.
Who is Dr. Craven?
He is my father's cousin. He is younger than my father, and he will inherit Mistlethwaite from him if I don't live.
Do you want to live?
No. But I don't want to die. When I feel ill, I lie here and think about the lump growing on my back until I cry and cry.
I've heard you crying 3 times. You have been shut up in this room for as long as the garden door has been locked.
What garden door was locked?
Just a garden Mr. Craven hates.
What sort of garden?
No one has been allowed to go into it for 10 years. There are other gardens. I go into them every day and watch the bulbs pushing up little green points.
What are bulbs?
They are daffodils and lilies and snowdrops. They are working under the earth now, growing upwards because spring is coming.
What is spring like?
It's the sun shining on the rain, and the rain falling on the sunshine.
You don't see spring in rooms if you're ill. Talk about that locked garden. Don't you want to see it?
Yes.
I do too. I'm going to make them open the door.
Oh dear.
I will make them take me there, and I will let you go too.
Oh don't. Everything will be spoiled.
Why? You said you wanted to see it.
I do. But if you make them open the door and take you in, it'll never be a secret again.
A secret? What do you mean?
You see, if the garden was a secret, and if we could get into it, we might be able to help things grow, and no one would know but us. Don't you see? Oh, don't you see how much nicer it would be if it was a secret?
I never had a secret.
I feel almost sure I can find out how to get in sometime. And then... perhaps we might find some boy who would push your wheeled chair, and we could go alone, just us.
I think I should not mind fresh air in a secret garden.
So will you keep it a secret?
Yes, I believe I will.
I shall look every day for the garden door.
Yes, you must. And you can tell me about it afterwards. Martha shall bring you to see me.
Martha knew about you all the time?
Yes. She often attends to me when my nurse is away.
Your eyes look sleepy. Shall I go now?
I wish I could sleep before you leave me.
Shall I sing a lullaby as my Aya used to do in India?
I should like that.
Sweet Adi, please, sweet la 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 la, sweet
that is nice.
La 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 la.
Horrid day again. Listen to the rain, Martha.
Does he want me to sit with thee for a while? I can knit a stocking as well in the nursery as I can in servants' hall.
I wish you would.
What's the matter? Thou looks as if thou'd something to say.
I have. I found out what the crying was.
Thou hasn't. Never.
I heard it in the night, and I got up and went to see where it came from. It was Colin. I found him.
Hey! Miss Mary, thou shouldn't have done it. Thou shouldn't. I never told thee nothing about him. But if Mrs. Medlock finds out, I shall lose my place. And what'll Mother do?
You won't lose your place. He says Mrs. Medlock has to do what he pleases.
Thou doesn't know what he's like when anything vexes him. When he's in a passion, he'll fair scream with hysterics just to frighten us.
He wasn't vexed. He let me see his mother's picture. And before I left, I sang him to sleep.
I can scarce believe thee. It's as if thou'd walked straight into a lion's den. He won't let strangers look at him.
I looked at him all the time, and he looked at me. We stared.
And does that mean to say he was nice to thee?
I think he almost liked me.
Then thou must have bewitched him.
What is the matter with him, Martha?
Nobody knows for sure. Mr. Craven near went off his head when he was born. It was because Mrs. Craven died, like I told you. He wouldn't set eyes on baby. He just raved and said it'd have a crooked back like his and it had better die.
Has Colin got a crooked back? He didn't look as if he had.
He hasn't yet. But they was afraid his back was weak and they've always kept him lying down and not letting him walk. One day a big doctor came from London and he said there'd been too much medicine and too much letting him have his own way, but it made no difference.
I think he's a very spoilt boy.
He's the worst young nowt as ever was. Though he has had more than his share of real illness. He's had rheumatic fever and typhoid, and he's had coughs and colds that have near killed him.
Do you think he will die?
Mother says there's no reason why any child should live that gets no fresh air and doesn't do nothing but lie on his back and think of illness.
I wonder if it would not do him good to go out in the garden and watch things grow.
One of the worst fits he ever had was one time they took him out, and a new gardener, as didn't know the rules, looked at him curious. He threw himself into a passion and cried himself into a fever.
If he ever gets angry with me, I'll never go and see him again.
He'll have thee if he wants thee. Thou may as well know that from the start. That bell'll be the nurse wanting me to stay with him for a bit. Oh, I hope he's in a good temper.
Well, I'm not in a very good temper. There's nothing at all to do here when it rains. I may go and visit the mouse and her babies again.
Miss Mary, come with me quickly.
Where to?
Master Colin has sent me to fetch thee. Thou has bewitched him. Oh, I shall lose my place for sure.
Come in. I've been thinking about you all morning.
I've been thinking about you too. You don't know how frightened Martha is. She thinks Mrs. Medlock will send her away because of this.
Martha, have you to do what I please, or have you not?
Everybody has, sir.
Well then, if I order you to bring Miss Mary to me, how can Medlock send you away because of it?
Please don't let her, sir.
I'll send her away if she dares to say a word about such a thing.
Thank you, sir.
I'll take care of you. Now, go away.
Thank you, sir.
Why do you look at me like that? What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about two things. Once in India, I saw a boy who was a Raja. He had rubies and emeralds and diamonds stuck all over him. He spoke to his people just as you spoke to Martha. Everybody had to do everything he told them in a minute. I think they would have been killed if they hadn't.
I shall make you tell me about Rajas presently. But first, tell me what the second thing was.
I was thinking how different you are from Dickon.
Who is Dickon? What a strange name.
He's Martha's brother. He's not like anyone else in the world. He can charm animals and birds, just as the natives in India charm snakes. He plays a very soft tune in his pipe, and they come and listen.
There is a picture of a snake charmer in this book. Ah, there. Can he do that?
Yes, but here it says the piping is magic. Dickon doesn't call it magic. He says it's because he lives on the moor and he loves it so much and knows their ways.
I couldn't ever go on the moor.
You might sometime.
How could I? I'm going to die.
How do you know?
They're always whispering about it. They wish I would too.
If they wished I would, I wouldn't. Did the Grand Doctor from London say you're going to die?
No. He said the lad might live if he would make up his mind to it.
I'll tell you who would help you make up your mind to it. I believe Dickon would. He knows all about eggs and nests and where foxes and badgers and otters live. And he can talk to Ben Weatherstaff's robin.
Who is that?
Ben Weatherstaff is one of the gardeners. He talks to the robin in English. But Dickon talks in bird language, and the robin understands him.
I believe I shouldn't mind Dickon looking at me. He's a sort of animal charmer, and I'm a boy animal.
Why don't you like to be looked at?
Because people stare and say, poor child. It's because I'm thin and ill.
I was thin when I first came here, but now Martha says even my hair is getting fatter.
Once a lady patted my cheek and said, poor child, and I screamed out loud and bit her hand. She was so frightened she ran away.
She thought you'd gone mad like a dog. Why didn't you scream and bite me when I first came in?
I thought you were a ghost, or a dream. You can't bite a ghost or a dream, and they don't care if you scream.
I'm not a ghost, I'm your cousin.
Good Lord.
What is all this?
Oh, Dr. Craven, sir, I don't know how it's happened.
This is my cousin, Mary Lennox. I asked her to come and talk to me. I like her.
Mrs. Medlock?
Oh, sir, I don't know who told her. There's not a servant in the place that had dared talk.
Nobody told her anything. She heard me crying and found me here. I'm glad she came.
Now then, my boy, how is your pulse? Yes. I see. I'm afraid there's been too much excitement. Excitement is not good for you.
I should be excited if she kept away. She makes me better. Martha must bring up her tea with mine.
He did look rather better, sir. But he looked better this morning before she came into the room.
She came into the room last night. She stayed with me a long time. She sang an Indian song to me and it made me go to sleep. I was better when I wakened up. I wanted my breakfast. I want my tea now.
He should not talk too much, young lady.
I was talking too.
You must not forget that you are ill, my boy. You must not forget that you tire easily.
I want to forget it. She makes me forget it. That's why I like her.
Here's Martha with your tea.
You may both go.
I will come and see you again shortly, and I will hope to find your pulse a little steadier.
Now, if you'll eat, I will. These muffins look nice and hot. Tell me about Rajas.
It must be very early. No one is up. Not even the stable boys. Oh, what bird?
bird are you? Why are you staring at me? I think I hope you're not going to stay in the garden with me. Oh, Dickon! How could you get here so early? The sun has only just got up.
I was up long before him. The world's all fur and be gone again this morning. Everything's nest-building and breathing out scents. I couldn't have stayed away.
Oh, Dickon, I'm so happy I can scarcely breathe. Oh, what is that bird? It was watching me when I came here.
He's a crow. His name's Soot.
He's quite large.
He's been with me since he was a young'un. No need to fear him. He doesn't fear thee. He sees at just thee. And look, here, see the crocuses? All in bloom, purple and orange and gold.
They came up because I cleared the spaces, didn't they? Oh, Dickon, I helped them, and they are beautiful. What was that flew by?
Us monnet scarce breathe. It's Ben Weatherstaff's robin, building his nest in that corner.
Is it all right if we sit on the grass here?
Aye, but us mustn't seem as if us was watching him too close.
What about Soot?
He won't bother him. But us must try to look as if us was trees and bushes.
I'm not sure I know how to. But I shouldn't be surprised if you put out branches and green leaves.
It's part of springtime, this nest building is. They've got their way of doing things, and a body had better not meddle. You can lose a friend in springtime if you're too curious.
If we talk about him, I can't help looking at him.
You'll like it better if us talk to something else.
There is something I want to ask you.
Go on, then.
Do you know about Colin?
Aye.
I've been to talk to him every day this week, while it was wet and I couldn't come here. He says I'm making him forget about being ill and dying.
I'm glad of that. I'm right down glad.
How did you know about him?
Everybody knowed there was a little lad and that Mr. Craven didn't like him to be talked about. How did they find out about him? Martha was in a fine state the last time she came home. She said Dad heard him fretting and that they was asking questions and she didn't know what to say.
Well, the wind woke me up one night, Wuthering, and I heard him crying. I followed the sound until I found his room. His face is very white and his eyes are very big.
They say as Mr. Craven can't bear to see him when he's awake because his eyes is so like his mother's.
Do you think Mr. Craven wants him to die?
No, but he wishes he'd never been born. He's afraid he'll look at him some day and find his back is crooked.
Colin is afraid of that himself. He's afraid he'll find a lump growing on his back.
No lad could get well as thought of them sort of things. When first we got in this garden, it seemed like everything was grey. Look around now and tell me if that doesn't see a difference.
The grey wall is changing. It's as if a green mist were creeping over it.
Aye, and it'll be greener and greener till all the grey's gone. And look at these buds. There's going to be apple blossoms and cherry blossoms overhead and peach and plum trees in bloom against the walls.
And there will be flowers among the grass. But there is a lot to do. I won't go and see Colin this afternoon. I'll come straight back here after dinner and work while it's still light.
Has thou noticed how the robin and his mate has been working while we've been sitting here? Look at him, perched on that branch, wondering where it would be best to put that twig. Where's ever thou puts it, it'll be all right.
Oh, I do like to hear you talk to him.
The noses won't bother thee. Oh, he's nest building too, in a way. Can I guess what I'm thinking?
I know it's something nice. I believe it's something about Colin.
I'm thinking that if he was out here, he wouldn't be watching for lumps to grow on his back. He'd be watching for buds to break on the rose bushes, and he'd likely be healthier. Could us ever get him in the humour to come out here in his carriage?
I've been wondering that myself.
It'll be good for him, I'll warrant. Us would not be thinking he'd better not have been born. Us would just be two children watching garden grow, and he'd be another.
He says he hates going out of doors, but he likes to hear about this garden because it's a secret. I haven't told him yet that I know how to get in.
Us will get him out here sometime, for sure.
Oh, I hope it's tea time. I'm so hungry. Martha, what's the matter?
I've been waiting and waiting for thee to come in. I must come to Master Collins' room at once. He's been sending for you and sending for you.
Didn't you tell him I'd been busy in the garden until now?
Aye, I did, and he was nigh going into one of his tantrums. Oh, quickly. There's been a nice to-do all afternoon to keep him quiet.
Colin? Colin?
Why didn't you come?
I was working in the garden with Dickon.
I won't let that boy come here if you go and stay with him instead of coming to talk to me.
If you send Dickon away, I'll never come into this room again.
You'll have to if I want you.
I won't.
They'll make you. They shall drag you in.
Shall they, Mr. Roger? They may drag me in, but they can't make me talk when they get me here.
You're selfish.
What are you? You're the most selfish boy I ever saw.
I'm not as selfish as you'll find Dickon is. He keeps you playing in the dirt when he knows I'm all by myself.
He's nicer than any other boy that ever lived. He's like an angel.
A nice angel. He's a common cottage boy off the moor.
He's 1,000 times better than a common Raja.
I'm not as selfish as you, because I'm always ill. And I'm sure there is a lump coming on my back, and I'm going to die.
You're not.
You know I am. Everybody says so.
You just say that to make people sorry.
You're not allowed to talk to me like this. You'll make me have hysterics.
Have them, then.
Then I'll die.
I don't believe it.
Get out of the room!
You need not throw your pillow at me. I'm going and I won't come back. I was going to tell you all sorts of nice things. Dickon brought his crow with him and all the crocuses are in bloom. I was going to tell you all about them. Now I won't tell you a single thing.
Did thou see him?
Yes.
See? Mr. Craven sent this for you. It looks as if it has picture books in it.
He asked me if I wanted anything, but I only asked for a bit of garden.
See? There are picture books.
Oh, Lord. Look, it's beautiful. Oh, they're as beautiful as the ones Colin has. Oh, there are games. Oh, and a little writing case.
And a gold pen and inkstand.
The first thing I shall write with that pen will be a letter to tell him how much I am obliged.
And shall you show the books to Master Colin?
I shall not. He threw his pillow at me, and I have told him I will never go back again.
Oh, thou'll feel differently tomorrow. Thou mun go to bed early tonight. All that fresh air has made thee weary.
What is that horrible sound? Colin is having hysterics. How awful it sounds. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I can't bear it.
The Secret Garden. Dramatized by Judy Allen from the novel by Frances Hodgson Burnett. Mary Lennox, Jessica Marshall Gardner, Mrs. Medlock, Beryl Reed, Martha, Harriet Walter, Mr. Craven, James Faulkner, Colin Craven, Guy Faulkner, Dickon, Ian Taylor, Dr. Craven, James Green. Music was by Elizabeth Parker, and The Secret Garden was directed by John Taylor.